Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, TFA? Tom Corson here coming at you with a player profile for the NFL Draft. You can find me on Twitter, at Dynasty Infidel. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you like the content, and let's go for a ride together, you degenerates. Today, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite prospects in the entire NFL Draft, and one that I'll be targeting early and often in my Dynasty Leagues, Jalen Waddle from Alabama. Was a four-star recruit coming out of Texas, 5'10", 170 or so when he was coming out. Played around 175. I think he's going to get up to about 180. He ran a 4.52 in high school, and he only got a lot better. Let's talk about last year. So 2020, if you take his four games that he played before he got hurt with the ankle injury, extrapolate that out for the rest of the year, he would have had 75 catches, 1,671 yards, and 12 scores. At the time of his injury, he had 71 more yards than Devonta Smith, and we all know what an epic season Devonta had. Part of Devonta Smith's success was sheer volume. And that's not necessarily a knock on Devonta. Devonta's a stud. It's just he got a ton of volume. Through the first four games, Waddle had a 23.5 target share. Devonta Smith had a 38.2% target share, which is actually 4% more than his final target share of 34.6. And yet, Jalen Waddle had 71 more yards, the same amount of touchdowns, all while having 18 less targets. Averaged a whopping 22.3 yards per reception, and that just shows you how explosive he is. Let's go over his strengths. He is one of, if not the fastest player in the NFL draft. To say Waddle is dynamic is to put it lightly. Josh Jacobs thinks Waddle will run a 4.28 40. I know Josh Jacobs is obviously a scout instead of a running back, but he'll probably run anywhere between there and mid 4.3s, I'd say. His playing speed is 4.3, so I'm not really doubting any of that. He can break a play from anywhere on the field. As a runner, he's got an extra gear when he runs in a straight line, but he's so twitchy in and out of his cuts, and that's what makes him almost impossible to catch when he's in space. He's got really fluid hips, which allows him to be really explosive and sudden in and out of his breaks. Although there's room for improvement in his route running, he's still somewhat raw in this area and has things to clean up. It sounds like a weakness, but as good as he was, he can only get better, which is scary. He could line up outside or in the slot. Lined up in the slot 60% of the time and outside 37%. He even lined up in the backfield three times one time. That's really, you know, anomaly. Didn't have a lot, but, you know, that's why it's 37%. So it's basically a 60-40 split. He does majority of his work in the middle of the field on slants, crossing routes, posts, or go routes. 475 of his 591 yards this year were on catches between the numbers, which shows he's not afraid to go across the middle of the field and get hit. On passes over 20 yards, he had a 158.3 rating, which is perfect, and had 6 catches on 7 targets for 329 yards. On passes over 20 yards, he had a 158.3 rating, which is perfect, and had 6 catches on 7 targets for 329 yards and 3 touchdowns. Absolutely deadly down the field, and in my opinion, can track a ball as well or better than Ja'Marr Chase and I think he can track a ball better than Devonta Smith. His catch radius is deceiving for a runner who's 5'10 because of athletic ability and his timing when he goes up to get the ball. Not afraid to catch the ball in traffic, and he's better at contesting catches than you would think for any wide receiver of his size and speed is. His hands are very good as well. He just goes up, snatches the ball out of the air, and isn't afraid to go up and get it, even when he knows he's going to get hit. When the ball's in the air on deep balls, he just seems to get more separation as he hits an extra gear he keeps in reserve. Yep, he's got a rocket up his ass. I know, it's amazing. His quickness off the line allows him to get good releases from the outside and in the slot, so he shouldn't have a problem with press coverage at the next level. Every time Waddle touches the ball, he's thinking touchdown. His vision and ability to react quickly is one of the things that make him so special. While many people have Devonta Smith and Ja'Marr Chase ahead of Waddle, I don't. I have Waddle as my wide receiver one. That's right. I don't have any problem if you rank him above Waddle, because those three are so close together as far as talent. But where I think Waddle gets the edge is his speed. Learn to run routes a little bit better, and he can improve on some of his perceived weaknesses. But at the end of the day, the kind of speed, agility, and vision that he possesses cannot be coached, especially for a receiver. He's also deadly as a punt and kick returner and can immediately have a Tyreek, Deshaun Jackson, Devin Hester-like impact as a returner, which gives him added value.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Especially if you count all touchdowns. All right, so let's get to weaknesses. I don't really see a whole lot, but he only played 4 games before he broke his ankle in week 5. Miraculously, he returned in the national title game against Ohio State 11 weeks later. When he was originally injured, a lot of experts said he's not going to be healthy in time for the combine, let alone national title game. Waddle didn't miss another game in his career, so durability shouldn't be a weakness. That being said, some are going to point to his lack of production. His sophomore year, he only had 33 receptions for 560 yards and 6 touchdowns. But he was also playing with Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs, who were both first-round picks, along with Devonta Smith, who's going to probably be a top 10 or 11 pick in this NFL draft coming up. There were just a ton of mouths to feed every time he got around him. Many are going to point at his breakout age of 21.8 via Pro Player Profiler as a deterrent. But as I said, the amount of talent at Alabama has just been silly lately. As far as on-field weaknesses, he's not really a big receiver. He's 5'10 and 182 pounds. And he might come in an inch shorter, might come in a little bit lighter, because we all know how inaccurate those listings are from colleges. But I expect him to add a little bit of muscle before he gets weighed at his pro day. He does not play small, though, so the size doesn't concern me. But many fantasy players prefer wide receivers to come in over 6 foot, like Ja'Marr Chase and Devonta Smith. While I think Waddle can run every route, he needs to clean up his routes at the stem. He seems to be running a little bit too fast at times and rounding off his routes or taking extra steps to slow down, which allows corners to stay on him and catch up a little bit easier than if it was going to be a clean route, say, like Devonta Smith runs. If he can learn to harness and change his speeds for certain routes, he's going to be more deadly than he already is. I think with his quick, choppy steps, it should be an easily corrected issue with the right coaching. Some seem to think he'll only be an elite returner. I agree that it'll be a top 5 punt kick returner the second he gets drafted, but I think they're underestimating how good of a receiver he actually is. Waddle still has some projection to his game as well, because I think he can add some weight and clean up his route running. Throw in the fact that he really only played 4 games this season, and it has some people hesitant to elevate him over Ja'Marr Chase or Devonta Smith as the wide receiver one, which I completely understand. But I feel like his upside is simply higher than Chase or Smith, which should say something because they're just monsters. The fear with Waddle is that he's going to be more volatile as a young player than Chase or Smith because he's going to be primarily used as a deep threat while he's fine-tuning the nuances of his new offense with route running. Which I understand. So you might get more immediate production out of Chase or Devonta Smith. However, I don't think it's going to take very long to get acclimated to the program, as he's coming from Steve Sarkisian's pro-style offense, and he played inside and out as far as the slot and outside in college. He's shown the ability to move around the field, but a team might start him off primarily in the slot in order to exploit mismatches with linebackers, nickels, or safeties. As far as comps, I'm seeing a lot of Tyreek Hill comps. I've seen people comp to Tyreek Hill for years, and every time I always think it's far off because of how unique Tyreek is. In addition to being fast, he's just so twitchy that it makes his changes of direction that more sudden. Well, for the first time since Tyreek has come out, I'm actually going to agree with a Waddle Tyreek comp. Although I think early on, we're going to see more of a young DeSean Jackson. I was the original Tyreek stan. I got laughed at for saying that I thought I saw some Antonio Brown-like qualities in his game and said after year one that I thought he was going to be a top five wide receiver. But you know what? That's why I love Jalen Waddle. I'm seeing the same thing, except Waddle's actually more polished coming out of school. Tyreek went to the perfect situation to turn into what he's in fantasy today. I'm hoping Waddle goes into a system that's going to highlight all of his talents and not just typecast him as a guy who runs go routes when he can do so much more. As for the talent, though, Jalen Waddle's my wide receiver one in this class because of that unique skill set. That's all I have for the Jalen Waddle profile. Hit that subscribe button and leave a comment on the page or hit me up on Twitter. I'll catch you on the flip side, my fellow degenerate.